Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, March 11th, 2021. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot to go through today, and we're going to get right into it. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. And we're not changing our show format yet. We're still going to do half hour of news, half hour of phone calls, half hour of news, half hour of phone calls. But I am getting a lot of emails with all kinds of suggestions about the format. And I may put up an online poll at whatreallyhappened.com over the weekend to get the feedback from the listeners as to where they think they'd be most comfortable. And the opinions are kind of all over the place. All right, so let's get right on into it. The Biden administration is already out there looking at new court nominees. Now, this is not the Supreme Court. They're not talking about packing the Supreme Court yet, but that's probably going to happen somewhere down the road. But there are a lot of court nominees in the lower courts that the Biden administration wants to fill with liberal justices. And they've got this focus on the judiciary in the coming months. They're going to prioritize the nominations, but they're also casting a wide net in the search for potential appointees. And in the coming weeks, Biden is expected to put forward a list for seats on the federal appeals courts, including the vacancy left by newly confirmed Attorney General Merrick Garland. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Merrick Garland, who sat on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. So they got some vacancies to fill. All right. Gun control is now at the top of the agenda. They basically came out with this gun confiscation bill. Basically, it's an attack on the Second Amendment. And the House did pass this gun control bill to expand background checks. There were eight Republicans who voted with the Democrats. There's a little bit of a surprise there. And so they've got that one passed through. Now it has to go to the Senate, and then it's going to go to the White House for either Biden or Harris signature. We're not sure just yet. But at this point, it's becoming more and more obvious that Kamala Harris is actually doing the job of the presidency, even if she's not yet officially wearing that title. Biden's mental decline is accelerating. It is becoming very, very obvious everybody, the whole world is taking note that the Democrats stole an election to put basically a non-functioning person in that Oval Office. Meanwhile, down in Texas, actor Matthew McConaughey says that he's considering a run for the governor of Texas. And everybody's out there saying, oh, my goodness, an actor as governor here. But then, you know, that's how Ronald Reagan got started. He was an actor. Then he was president of the Screen Actors Guild. Then he ran for the governor of California. He won that. And then he went from there to the presidency. So it's not entirely without precedent. And McConaughey was interviewed by Rania Mancarius, saying, I'm looking into what is my leadership role, because I do think I have some things to teach and share. And we'll see what's going to happen with him. There is breaking news regarding the Derek Chauvin trial. The judge has reinstated the third-degree murder charge that could see him jailed for 12 years. This is actually angering the Black Lives Matter supporters who don't want such a lenient sentence on the table. This is a reversal of Hennepin County District Court's decision to remove the charge from his rap sheet last October. So that thing is heating up. Getting into COVID-19, because it's still out there, the Washington Compost is out there now calling anti-vaxxers domestic terrorists. If you have any doubts about the safety and efficacy of these vaccines coming out of the big pharmaceutical corporations, then you are now considered a domestic terrorist. And isn't it kind of weird how the definition of a terrorist has been mutated over the years? And I warned this back when the USA Patriot Act was passed, when they said, we're going to deal this with terrorists and that with terrorists. And I said, well, all they got to do now is expand the definition of terrorism and terrorist, and they can apply these laws to just about everybody. And here we have the Washington Compost out there saying that those who doubt the safety of vaccines are now considered domestic terrorists. Now, to me, a terrorist is somebody who goes on out and blows up a building or shoots a bunch of people to make a political point. And simply sitting there saying, I doubt the safety of the vaccines, to me, that's not terrorism. It's certainly annoying to the big pharmaceutical corporations, but to me, it fails to come up to the measure of being terrorism. Meanwhile, in Italy, a 43-year-old serviceman died after getting his AstraZeneca injection. Prosecutors are launching a probe over in that case. In Ohio, a 91-year-old man, Victor Smith, had one COVID shot weeks earlier, received his second shot twice in one day, 4 hours apart. It sent him into shock. Little bit of a whoopsie there with the record keeping. Five countries have now halted the use of one batch of the AstraZeneca jab after a fatal blood clot showed up. Apparently, four patients were diagnosed with dangerous blood clotting conditions after receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine. One died of multiple thrombosis, formation of blood clots within major blood vessels 10 days after the vaccine, according to the European Medicines Agency. A second patient was diagnosed with pulmonary embolism. Blockages form in the arteries of the lungs, but they are now recovering with treatment. As of Tuesday, two other clotting conditions had been identified in patients that have received a dose of vaccine from the same batch. Now, the EMA is saying there is currently no evidence that the vaccine caused the clotting and that thrombosis is not listed as a potential side effect of the vaccine. Clearly, I think it should be. Now, there is a media propaganda campaign going on right now to convince you that side effects from these vaccines are a good thing. We saw this earlier last year when people were starting to talk about the vaccines and concern about side effects, and they came on out. I mean, the CDC said, well, no, if the vaccine makes you sick, that's a sign it's working. They're reprising that one. There was an article actually in Vogue magazine, no less, saying that, yes, if you get sick from the shot, that's actually a very, very good thing. That feeling was echoed over at AARP.org, where they're saying that, yes, if you get major adverse reactions from the second dose of your vaccine, the fatigue, chills, headaches, muscle aches and pains, even a fever, that's because your immune system is starting to work and cope with the stimulus that comes with the vaccine. So it's a good thing. So all those adverse reactions are a good thing. Trust us, we wouldn't lie to you. Anyway, over in Finland, Prime Minister Sanna Marin has warned that the COVID pandemic could become long-lasting and warned that the marathon may take several years. And the Finnish Parliament's Constitutional Law Committee has approved the government's moves to invoke parts of the Emergency Powers Act. So they're assuming these emergency powers for the exceptional circumstances of the COVID pandemic. Like I said the other day, this is a mask for a gigantic power grab by governments over the lives of ordinary people. Little bit of a booga booga coming on. Now they're saying that the more contagious British COVID-19 variant has significantly higher mortality rate than other strains. This according to a British study. Now, this strain was originally found in Kent, southeast England. It's associated with a much higher risk of fatality, according to the research carried out by the universities of Exeter and Bristol. They published their study yesterday in the British Medical Journal, and it says that the B117 variant, often referred to as the British or Kent strain, is 30 to 100% more deadly than other COVID-19 variations in circulation right now. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying that experimental COVID vaccines for teens will be ready in the fall and even younger children in 2022. Right now, all the vaccines that are out there, they're basically not allowed for children 16 and younger. But, you know, there's a lot of money to be made from that younger generation. So they're getting on out there and they're getting ready to have special vaccines for the minors and the little kiddies. As soon as they can do that. Over in Israel, their coercive vaccination program is really getting strict. And Ilana Rachel was out there saying that if you don't take your vaccine in Israel, effectively your life is over. No entrance to shopping malls, no more theater visits. Children above 16 who did not take the injection are not allowed to take their exams. Protesting parties in the Knesset are brought to silence and threatened by the military. And Rachel goes on to explain that the government of Israel actually revoked the medical license of an opposing party leader for speaking in defiance of the vaccine mandate, calling it medical apartheid. It really has become politicized to a ridiculous extreme. Here's an article, and it's touching on a subject we've mentioned many times before. This is from naturalnews.com, and it's asking if the flu is being renamed because British health authorities did not record a single case of influenza so far this year. Not one. And winter is supposed to be the peak influenza season. And here in the United States, of course, they're saying there were so few cases, they stopped even keeping count. And it raises the possibility that the normal seasonal flu is what's been going around making people sick, because the number of fatalities from reportedly from COVID-19 is about the same that you get from the seasonal flu, and it's attacking basically the same people, the aged, the medically compromised, and it raises the possibility they simply renamed flu COVID to increase the fear factor to get us to go along with more vaccinations, the face masks, the social distancing, to basically isolate us and to scare us into accepting ever more and more draconian controls over our lives. And that, of course, does not make any of us happy. Turning to the international news, Afghanistan's military and security forces will not be able to function independently by 2024 without U.S. financial and other support. This according to Special Inspector General on Afghanistan Reconstruction, John Sopko. And he made these comments in remarks at the Center for Strategic and International Studies just yesterday, in fact. So what they're basically saying is, hey, you know, even after close to 20 years, we have to stay in Afghanistan. We just have to stay. Those poor Afghani people, if we leave, you know, who knows what might happen? You know, democracy could break out. You know, the people could choose their own government, and just we can't let that happen. Over in Lebanon, there have been a lot of protests. There's been the collapse of the Lebanese lira. Early last week, people have taken to the streets. They're protesting the government's inaction. There's calls for resignation. And Middle East expert Ghassan Kadi is saying these Lebanon protests could lead to a coup. It could bring down the government. And that, of course, would open a door for NATO to move on into Lebanon, capitalizing on the political crisis. Which, again, many of these crises that are exploited for more control and expansion by NATO, we find out after the fact were engineered covertly. Over in Ukraine, a NATO fleet has entered the Ukrainian port of Odessa for the first time in 2021. And NATO has intensified its military presence in Black Sea waters following a rift in relations between the Western states and Russia, triggered by a 2014 coup and the start of an internal conflict in Ukraine. A fleet of at least four NATO warships has docked at Odessa on the shores of the Black Sea. The ships arrived apparently on the 10th of March. The commanders of the fleet are reportedly expected to meet with the leadership of the Ukrainian Navy during the visit to Odessa. The NATO fleet includes the Turkish training ship A577 TCG, Sokola Mehmet Paa, and three mine hunters, the Ivalik, the Spanish Tojo, and the Romanian Lieutenant Lupu Dunescu. So they're definitely out there rattling their sabers like crazy. Meanwhile, there's a story that's coming on out of Cuz Blue. The European Union is spending 13 million euros a year for terror and left-wing non-governmental organizations in Israel. And the Israeli Ministry for Strategic Affairs and NGOs like Regavim, Palestinian Media Watch, and Im Tirtzu, this fact is well known in Israel. As reporter for the discharge of the EU Commission budget in 2019, it is believed it is time to put an end to this in the interest of peace and human life. And that could be expanded. I mean, one way to peace and prosperity for all is for governments to stop mucking about in each other's countries, with the U.S. being one of the worst offenders. Interesting little story from Anti-Empire. They're describing what's called the permanent war complex. And the article is basically saying this is the evolution of what President Eisenhower dubbed the military-industrial complex. It's been evolving over the decades, adjusting to shifts in the economic and political reality, as well as international events. The result today is a permanent war complex, which is engaged in conflicts in at least eight countries across the globe, none of which are intended to be temporary. And meanwhile, of course, we're all being taxed, you know, to pay for the drones and the bombs and all the rest of it that's going on. Okay, getting into the economic news, the House passed the Senate's version of the Coronavirus Relief Act on Wednesday. Biden is expected to sign it tomorrow. And so that raises the question, when are the payments coming? Biden said the checks would start coming this month. The IRS will likely provide more details once Mr. Biden's signature turns the bill into a law. And they're saying that the direct deposit checks could be going out almost immediately, with the paper checks set to follow thereafter. Now, Senator John Kennedy has slammed the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 stimulus bill during a Fox News interview this morning, saying that calling the bill a coronavirus bill is like thinking the stripper really likes you. Because the reality is that only a small portion of the so-called coronavirus bill deals with coronavirus. The rest of it is just liberal pork that is going on out to help bail out liberal-run states and cities that have put themselves to the edge of bankruptcy, all kinds of liberal pet projects. And only a small portion of this $1.9 trillion is going to help the American people who have really had their lives destroyed by, first of all, a crumbling U.S. economy, followed by the pandemic economy. Rented lips. Meanwhile, story out of WallStreet.com, the dollar's purchasing power has dwindled to another record low. The consumer price index rose 1.7% in February from a year earlier, the fastest year-over-year increase in a year, picking up speed from the stall in April and May of last year. Prices of goods are rising sharply amid all kinds of shortages of durable goods after stimulus-fed red-hot demand, and food prices are rising too, according to data released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics today. Price increases for services, the biggie, are held down by the battered discretionary services such as lodging, airline fares, and tickets for sporting and entertainment events, whose sales have collapsed because of the pandemic. Over in Europe, Brexit red tape is kicking in, and as a result, exports are just in trouble. Trade between Germany and Great Britain crashed in January amid the chaos caused by Brexit and the pandemic. The data indicated Germany's trading relationship with the United Kingdom was hit far worse than its dealing with other countries. Okay, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. And again, a friendly reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your help to keep on doing the work that we're doing, which is to keep the American people fully informed so that they can make good choices. And first of all, thanks to everybody who has been supporting the network. And I wish I could say it was enough, but that would be lying. We need your continuing support. And especially for those of you who have yet to donate, please consider doing so now. Once again, the postal address for sending a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. And remember, if you mail in a deposit for $100 or more, include your T-shirt size and a return address, and you will receive one of those spiffy official RBN t-shirts that you can wear and brag about with all your friends. And don't forget, the Front Sight Firearms promotion is still going on, and that is a really sweet deal for you Second Amendment supporters and just shooting enthusiasts in general. Okay, we're talking about the economic news here, and this kind of a bizarre story. This one is coming on out of mining.com, and it's talking about a commodities trader, Mercuria Energy Group Limited. They made a deal last summer to buy $36 million of copper from a Turkish supplier. But when the cargoes started arriving in China, all they found were containers full of painted rocks. And the Mercuria Energy Group is saying they've been the victim of cargo fraud. Before its journey from a port near Istanbul to China even began, about 6,000 tons of blister copper in more than 300 containers were switched with jagged paving stones spray-painted to resemble the semi-refined metal. And this case highlights commodity traders' vulnerability to fraud even when security and inspection controls are in place. In 2014 and 2015, Mercuria took provisions to cover potential losses after metal contained in a warehouse in the Chinese port of Qingdao were seized by authorities as part of a fraud investigation. So there's a lot of criminality going on in the world right now. Talking about immigration, a story coming on out from PatriotRising.com. Biden broke the border, and now he owns the humanitarian crisis there. And if you think about the reality of that, you will understand why when Biden was over at that hardware store and a reporter tried to, you know, call out about the border crisis, he was quickly silenced by one of Biden's aides. So in just 7 weeks, Joe Biden has created a dangerous and deplorable humanitarian crisis through his unilateral actions. And this issue isn't how will Biden deal with the surge of illegal border crossers. The issue is whether anyone will force Biden to take responsibility for causing this mess in the first place. And probably nobody in the corporate media will. You know, they're going to find some way to blame it on Trump. You mark my words on that one. Meanwhile, Mexico says that Joe Biden is aiding the drug cartels by encouraging the Central American immigration. And when you talk about illegal immigrants crossing that porous southern border, many of them are carrying backpacks full of illegal drugs, for which they will be paid generously on arrival, which gives them, if you will pardon the expression, seed money to get established here in the United States of America. All right, interesting little story. This is from UNS.com, and it's talking about the nuking of the American nuclear family. And we know that to the globalists and the Marxists, the nuclear family is a very tough nut to crack. You've got a mother, you've got a father, you've got the kids. They're one unit. They reinforce each other. They encourage each other. They teach each other. And it really is very hard to get in and indoctrinate members of a nuclear family because you've got all the other members of the family around there saying this doesn't make sense. So they're talking about this recent headline from the New York Post: gay polythruple makes history, lists three dads on a birth certificate. And this was an actual headline, and it basically involved a trio of men who recruited two female friends to help them conceive and deliver a baby girl named Piper. Piper is now 3 years old, has a one-year-old brother named Parker. And according to the gay polythruple, Piper told her preschool classmates how proud she was of her plentiful progenitors by bragging, "You have two parents, I have three parents." Actually, the thruple is a quintet. If you count Piper's egg donor and birth surrogate, we've now traveled from Heather has two mommies to Piper has five parents. And in 2021, if you have any discomfort about this kind of behavior, then woke society is going to say there's something wrong with you, not with them. Over in Germany, this is a little dangerous. Oh, my goodness, how time flies. We're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
All righty, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Area code 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news here. This article really kind of bothered me. There's a new bill being proposed by the German government would allow gender-confused children as young as 14 to change their first name and documented gender on government records regardless of their parents' wishes. This legislation seeks to overhaul Germany's documentation requirements, enabling courts to modify gender entries based on single expert opinion. And it's just really out there. Okay, we're going to start taking phone calls. We're going to start with Joe in California. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You know, I got to get something off my chest first.
Okay.
I need to speak to something you reported earlier. It was a serious affront to my honor.
Okay.
Despite the claim by Senator Kennedy of Louisiana, I know the stripper does like me.
Oh, okay. My bad. I had a problem with that one myself here because, of course, it's been more than 30 years since I've been to a strip club.
There's no way that smile she flashed me after I placed that C-note in her bra was fake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just quickly, a couple points. Thanks to Stuart for the book references on fascism. I mean,
yes.
I just want to follow up on this because I don't think it's going to take an economic catastrophe like that which occurred in Weimar Germany for these ignoramuses,
yes.
I mean the voters, to come to their senses, finally wake up and support or demand a program that will finally deal with these oligarchic billionaires, the money power in this country. That's the only way it's going to change,
yes.
Mike.
No, you're absolutely right. They're going to go through the same thing Germany went. They're going to kick out the private central bank imposed on them by the Treaty of Versailles, and they're going to come up with a value-based currency. The U.S. economy will light up like a Christmas tree, and who knows, Time and Newsweek may call that the American miracle.
Yeah, you know, and then a major power that is in the control of these bankers will make war on the United States.
That's true.
But last point, yeah, I think Stewart, I think he's brilliant, and I would urge Stewart, run for political office. More people need to hear his message.
Okay.
So, and then lastly, Richie Allen from the beginning of this whole pandemic was predicting forced vaccines, vaccine passports, and he was belittled like all the others by the familiar crowd who called him a conspiracy theorist. You know, so these are the same people, Mike, who call those who question the official narrative of the JFK assassination and 9/11 as conspiracy theorists. Gee.
Yes.
Who to believe then? Shall we believe?
Well, you know, the phrase conspiracy theorist was actually invented in the aftermath of the John F. Kennedy assassination to dismiss those with questions without having to actually deal with the questions.
Right. And, Mike, in the future, I think we should all refer to the Washington Post as the CIA, because this is not a legitimate journalistic enterprise. This is
a subsidiary
of Langley.
Yes.
So when you made that reference to the Washington Post, I think in the future, you and all of us should just say it's the CIA.
Yes.
Period. So that's all I have. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Joe in Nome. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Donbass. Apparently, Joe, the big guy, has rearmed ISIS. and apparently over there in Ukraine, I'd be checking Hunter's bank account. You think there's any quid pro quo there with all them tanks headed to the Donbass?
There very well probably is. We need to dig that out. I mean, we know the Bidens are corrupt. We know they've had dealings with both China and Ukraine and who knows who all else. Trading on the Biden name back when Biden was vice president.
Yeah. So in the Defense Weekly news, News Weekly or something like that, they had an article here recently that apparently the State Department wants funds from Congress, wants part of the Pentagon budget reassigned to the State Department so they can have their own little false flag military outfit. Did you
wonderful. Yet another paramilitary group running around. Just what we need.
Uh-huh. Anyway, one final question. I don't want to put you on the spot or anything, because you've come a long way. You're getting pretty cynical, but still not as cynical as me.
Well, no matter how cynical I get, I just can't keep up.
Yeah, I know, but I'm a fast learner. Anyway,
yes.
No, I don't need to make fun or make light of you in any way, really. It's just I have a really dark sense of humor, and I like to exercise it. Sorry if you're the target sometimes, but this is what's been really bugging me. What happened to Mike Herzog? What happened to the American Awakening? I was afraid that he'd get waxed, and he just seemed to have totally disappeared. I was thinking, what is he doing driving Uber? Well, I mean, how could you make yourself a better target? Said I used to be a taxi driver, the guy I was driving for, he got a bullet in the head.
And, wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that was in 74 in Fairbanks during the pipeline.
Okay.
Not a lot has changed, I'm telling you what. But you have any idea what happened to Mike Herzog?
I actually do not know. I'm just aware that he's not around anymore on the independent media.
Well, I have a recording of his last broadcast on Stadmiller's show, and I'm wondering who grabbed Stadmiller by the throat and throttled him and said, get that guy off the air, because I never got an answer to that, and I still got the recording. Anyway.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if somebody grabbed Stadmiller by the throat, because I'm still here, and I'm sure that the people who didn't like Herzog, you know, probably don't like me as well. I'm getting a note here from our control room that Herzog's departure had more to do with his personal issues. Sometimes people just get tired of doing this. I mean, today is technically, you know, the 20th birthday of my political activism career through all the different websites, you know, Rancho Runamucca and whatreallyhappened.com and, radio shows here and there going back to 2007. So I've been at this for a very, very long time. You know, supposedly I'd be for retirement and a pension if this were a real corporation.
No, don't do that. Oh, please don't do that.
Okay.
I refuse to. All right. You have a nice day. And my best to the missus, Claire.
I'll tell Claire that you said so. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Ow, that really hurt. There's some kind of loud beep. I don't know if you heard that. Oof, that hurt my ear.
Yeah, I'm here.
Well,
you're
not
on the
normal.
Air.
This was not the normal static burst. This was something on top of that. But anyway,
okay.
Yeah, it was beyond that. Oh, it hurt. Anyway, so I guess that V for Vendetta guy, or V,
yeah.
The red pill,
yeah.
He's back on. I heard some promos, and I called in the other last weekend, and he must be scraping the bottom of the barrel, because he's got me on tonight as a guest, and we're going to talk about tech issues. And I just went back and revisited Channel 8's YouTube channel. Back in December,
okay.
I noticed in my subscriptions that they had been on YouTube about 6 months longer than I had. And I was like, yeah, here's this, you know, part of this multi-billion dollar CBS affiliate in Knoxville, big population town. And
yes.
They had 87,000 views on their channel with like more subscribers than I had, and I was like, they've been on YouTube for like 11 years and only had 87,000 views. Well, since then, in the last 3 months, all of a sudden their view count on their channel has jumped to 229,000, and they've mm-hmm. only added 248 subscribers. They went from 170 some subscribers to 627 subscribers. And I'm in the process of trying to do the math on that, but that don't add up. And if you look at their...
Well, we know there's a lot of manipulation going on YouTube. We've, Claire's music videos are up on YouTube and haven't been taken down yet. But we have noticed from time to time where the view count gets knocked down again, so that her videos don't really show up, well-placed in any searches.
Well, I went through mine, every one that I've loaded in the last 11 years, and they were showing me with 104,000 some odd views on my mm-hmm. channel with only like 110 subscribers, 107 subscribers. Us jumped up to 120, woohoo, 120 subscribers. But when I added them up manually, it was like almost 110,000 views. So they were shorting me like over 6,000 views. And I complained about it on the air on my local cables, and it jumped up to over 105,000 views. So I don't know who told them about that. But the interesting thing from early December is that that Channel 8, I actually screenshotted it, showed it on Facebook, and talked about it, that they jumped. And I haven't heard back from them. I called them to say, hey, do you have interns or somebody who's doing your YouTube account? Because it's really taken off in the last 3 months. And it's just one of those things that you're like, we're supposed to trust the electronic voting machines, but they can't even accurately count YouTube view counts. Because it's my understanding, you know, it's my understanding that you can't count on any views from people that aren't logged in to their Google or YouTube account. There was a short period of time about a decade ago where they did allow view counts to show if people weren't logged in. So you don't get any view counts from people that aren't on YouTube or Google. So that's another explanation for that. But it's just like, what's his name? Obama bought supposedly like 1.5 million Twitter followers, you know, for his presidential campaign, fake Twitter followers.
Yes. Yes.
I actually had a youngster tell me that. Said, why don't you buy some subscribers? Why don't you buy? I'm like, I guess I'm too honest to make it in this country. I'm not going to do that crap.
And I know that feeling, yeah.
Yeah, so why, you know, and I have a hashtag about it. I've got other stories about it, but this is just the latest chapter in the hashtag constructive fraud that is the Internet.
Yes.
I've got some other fun stuff that I've, you know, looked at. Impressions, and you may remember when the initial public offering for Facebook was announced, General Motors said, we're dropping you like a hot potato because half of what we're paying for is botnets on our pay-per-clicks. And I don't know if they were trying to do a pump and dump or what, you know, trying to crash the stock so they could buy in before the IPO, because they knew it was going to go right on up, I guess. But it's hard to know. Casinos, formerly known as stock markets, are also manipulated beyond belief. So, but anyway, I just thought I'd chime in with that. I'll Central Time tonight, 10 till midnight, I'll look at some more of this fun stuff on the V Red Pill show.
Okay, well, I'm sure everyone will tune on in there. And we're going to switch over to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind? Kelly, are you there? Did we lose Kelly?
Yeah. You want me there?
We lost. Yeah. Kelly, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay, you're on the air. What's on your mind? Yeah.
Okay, last time I talked with you, I told you that the city of Austin and Travis County were not compliant with the governor's executive order, lifting business restrictions and mask requirements. Well, the attorney general of Texas is now going to sue both the mayor and the county commissioners over their unwillingness to be in compliance with that. They had until 6 p.m. yesterday to lift any mask mandates or business closure requirements, and they didn't. And so Ken Paxton is going to take them to court over that. And he reminded them that, according to the governor's orders, that it's up to the businesses themselves to decide. It is not up to the politicians, the city or county politicians, to dictate how people can run their businesses or whether they want or whether they have to wear a mask. So I'm going to be interested to see what happens here. I expect, and if I know Ken Paxton, I've watched him for a number of years. He means it. I don't think that smarmy mayor here in Austin really understands what he's up against. Because he's facing the whole state of Texas, right? The Texas government. It's not gonna work end well for him. So I'm really hoping that this is just a big pie in the face of that SOB. I can't stand that a-hole. And it'd be interesting to
see
just how
quickly. Thank you for watching your language.
Yeah, well, I said okay. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see just how quickly Paxton gets him in court and gets a decree from a court to open business, because what's happening now is that people in Austin are being treated differently from people in other areas of Texas. There's not equal protection under the law here.
No.
Texas. That's all I got to tell you, Mike. I'll be watching it and reporting on it as it happens.
All right. Yeah. Please let us know what happens if business is open or not. And thank you for the phone call. All right. We've got more callers waiting on the line, but we're coming up to a commercial break. So I'm just going to sneak some news in here. Over in California, they have a proposed ethnic studies curriculum, which is urging students to chant to the Aztec deity of human sacrifice and cannibalism. You know, this is in a school system where Christian prayer is prohibited. And, you know, now they're going to be chanting to this Aztec god of doing bad things. All right, we got to take another break for commercials here. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones to Lynn in Ohio. Hello, Lynn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Quick question. I have two children in their 30s. They both have careers. One's married, one's not. And they're looking for a place to move because we live in Ohio in a sanctuary city. And nobody seems to be very pockets of, there's no, anyway, I just wondered if you or anybody else in your listening audience could suggest a place where they can move, because it's a big jump, and somebody, a pockets where there's patriotic, conservative people with Christian values, that type of thing. I know there's no guarantees, but I told them I would call in and ask. I'll hang up.
Well, you know, if that's what you're looking for, I can definitely recommend southwestern Indiana, except for Evansville. That's getting a little crazy over there. And, you know, Claire and I, of course, we moved from the island of Oahu to here in Santa Claus, which, you know, we went through a bit of a culture shock. But the people around here, they're very nice people. They're very good people, very neighborly when the COVID lockdowns allow them to be. And certainly a lot of Christian values around this area. And we're not having to deal with a lot of crime or immigration issues around this area. But I would say that as a general rule of thumb, any rural area that you get to is probably going to tend toward being more conservative. The cities in general are trending toward more liberalism because they have become the targets of liberal activism because they're just these huge clumps of voters.
Okay, so Southwest Indiana is top on your list.
Well, only because I'm familiar with it. I haven't been to enough of the country recently to really know. I mean, Okay.
I understand there's no guarantees, but thank you for your information and your suggestion. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dave, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes, yes. I said in a world where we can get opposite opinions talking to two different people down the street, it's rather interesting. I think we have different sets of information for everybody. But you mentioned earlier that the reported fatalities due to COVID-19 were less than those of the flu. I said they're about the same.
I said they're about the same.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's the number of deaths from COVID that we have seen reported in the media, but we know that those are inflated because people are dying of other causes, and then they're being listed as dead of COVID, you know, to ramp up those numbers. But if you look at the original CDC estimates of mortality for COVID, it's right up, it's in the same area as the seasonal flu. And so,
seasonal flu deaths are 70.
I'm going to put you on hold, Dave. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Sure.
I'm going to come right back to you after station identification.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.